Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and as always, I'd like to thank you guys for being on with me for the next 30 minutes and just, you know, putting it out there, some things that run across my mind. For those of you who this is your first time listening to the Conundrum, I thank you so very much for being in with me. I truly, truly appreciate you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with me, and hopefully you guys get to call in or you'll get to send me messages via Facebook onto our topic tonight. For those of you who are constant supporters on a regular basis of both the Conundrum and Hannah Footprints, I truly, truly appreciate that. Those of you who are used to listening to the Hannah Footprints, and this is your first time listening to the 15-Minute Conundrum, let me tell you now, the 15-Minute Conundrum is totally different from Hannah and Footprints. 15-Minute Conundrum is truly, you know, kind of my thoughts and things that I come across and, you know, just questions and problems and situations that run across, and I'm sharing it with you guys. Hannah Footprints is all about the guests that we bring on, so I just want to make sure that you guys are clear, because I don't want anybody to say, oh my gosh, Ricky. Yeah. Okay, so the number to call in is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. You can press the number 1 and share on tonight's topic. Now, normally how the conundrum goes, it goes like this. It's usually either I'm listening to music, having a conversation, looking at what's going on in the media. Sometimes I'm trolling through Facebook or Instagram, different stuff, and things pop into my head for the, you know, the question for the day. And if you're not sure what a conundrum is, a conundrum, just like it's posted, and tonight is like any other. Those of you who listened to last week's show, and it was so funny because a lot of you all got chicken and you didn't want to call in, but I see that a lot of you listen to the archives, so I appreciate that. I always want to remind you guys, if you miss anything in the conundrum, you can definitely go back and check it out. So let's get started with the difficult problem or question. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to the part and parcel why this person, tonight's question came about. Lily, thank you so very much for the inspiration to that. I hope you're still awake so you get a chance to listen. And hope if not, you know, you get a chance to listen to the archive, but thank you so much. All right, so let's get started. So this comes from a posting that someone had put in. And long story short, it was all about basically a relationship between two adults. And, you know, one person was kind of trying to take it to another level, and the other person was like, no, that's not what we signed up for. We're friends with benefits. And so the one person was kind of sore about it because they wanted to be more than just friends with benefits. And the other person was like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why are you, you know, trying to bother? So the question is not so much of whether or not you should take it to the next level, but I just want to know, for those of you who are friends with benefits, is there a benefit to being friends with benefits? And if there is a benefit, what is it? I'm going to say that again, for those, and this is for those of you who are friends with benefits and those of you who know friends who have friends with benefits or have ever been a friend with a benefit. The question tonight is there a benefit or what are the benefits of friend with benefits? Now, for those of you who are not exactly sure, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, if you're not exactly sure what a friend with benefit is, it's basically, according to a couple of dictionaries, urban dictionaries, whatever, it's people, two friends. Now, clearly, we've established that they're friends from the beginning, but they have a sexual relationship without emotionally being involved. There's no level of commitment outside of their friendship and sex, okay? So if you, you know, depending on how you want to claim it, if you want to make it whatever, basically you have two people who were, you know, just doing the nasty, doing the bump and grind, whatever you want to call it, buddies who, hey, they're not in a committed relationship, they're not bound to each other for anything other than sex. So I was wondering, what are the benefits? Well, first of all, I'm just going to say for me, I'm a little confused because usually, even in friendships, there's some type of a level of commitment, trust, all that good stuff. You know, two people who are together and they're, you know, they claim to be friends, there's some type of level of commitment. So the semantics, whatever. But I just like to know, what's the benefit? Now, to me, what I think some people will probably say the benefit is that they're not committed to anyone particularly. You know, because a lot of people, surprisingly, I mean, they're out there, and I'm not knocking them at all, but surprisingly enough, there are people who don't want to be in a full-time monogamous committed relationship. Some people don't want to invest their time. And it's not because they're being selfish. This is my opinion. They're not being selfish. Sometimes they don't have time to be in a deep vested relationship. You know, relationship takes a lot of work, a lot of time. And some people may have, you know, some people may have businesses that they're running, you know, you have entrepreneurs, they're fast rising careers, and they just don't have time for the nuances of, oh, you know, really getting to know somebody's past, their present, their future, trying to get to know their whole background, trying to get to know, you know, just everything little about them. They may just see, hey, I am so physically attracted to you, and that's what I want to get into. That's what I want to learn. That's what I want to, you know, be involved with. I want to be able to do what I have to do, enjoy my time that I have with you, and go on about my business. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, hit and slam, whatever you want to call it. But there's some people who that's what they're into, and for whatever reason. Then there's some people who don't want to be in a relationship because they've been hurt so many times before. They don't want to be hurt again. And then you have other people who may be in this type of relationship or this type of, I guess they, since it's not a commitment, but it really is a commitment, I mean, they may be in it for, hey, some people just like sex. Okay? And that's okay, too, because some people just absolutely like sex. So now, what are the benefits? Now, those are some of the benefits that I can think of, that why people get involved in a friends with benefits. What some of the ones that you can think of? Because I know some people were saying, and before we even got on the air, we were on Instagram. It was so funny. A couple of folks were saying there is no benefit because you're in a lose-lose situation. So I said, well, you know, if you feel that way, I hope you call in and tell that. But some people may say it's a lose-lose situation because some people feel like having sex with someone is so much more than just a physical act. Some people think that, you know, sex is the mixing and the bonding of two spirits and, you know, you guys are sharing intimacy. You know, that's, I'm just saying that's what some people may even believe. But I'd like to know your thoughts. What do you think? 347-826-9723. Hope you guys get the call in. Those of you who are just calling in, welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. And the quick question for tonight, are there benefits with being in a friends with benefits relationship? So if you have a comment, when I just, for those of you just tuning in, the comment that I made was some people get into those types of relationships because that's all they want is sex. They don't want the burden of being committed. They just don't want to be bothered. I want to know what are the benefits. Oh, good, and we're popping in Facebook already. So somebody just sent in a message. One of the reasons that could be for why, one of the benefits into a friends with benefits relationship is great sex, especially if beforehand it's not like you just, it's a one-night stand. It's somebody who you've kind of gotten to know because it's the friendship part of it first. So you get to know a little bit about each other and your likes and your dislikes, but you just spend more time on the physical attraction. So one of the benefits somebody was saying is that it is really, really good sex. You have two consenting adults who have a discussion on what they like, what they don't like, people who are comfortable in themselves but who are comfortable in their sexuality. So that's the benefit. You have two people who are not feeling lovey-dovey. So thank you for that. That was a good one. So now, if you want to join in the conversation, those of you who are listening online, you guys can go to my Facebook page. You can either hit me up on Ricky Jones, and you can send me an instant message there, or you can go to the Hannah Footprints page. But it looks like tonight most people are hitting me up via Ricky Jones, and that's usually how that goes for the conundrum, and that's cool. So you can hit me up, R-I-K-K-I Jones, you can find me, and you can send me an instant message that way. For those of you who are calling in, don't be shy. Don't act like a prude. Some of you all either have been in friends with benefits relationships, are in one now, or know people who know people that know people. Or you just may have a comment. So make sure that you guys press the number one if you want to join in the conversation. All right, so let's get into the whole thing of people who get to know each other. Because, the premise of it is that we're friends. So if we're friends, that means we spent some time together, right? That means we've had conversations with each other. And I also want to know, too, is that just for single people? Can that also work for, because, what's the difference with friends with benefits and side relationships, side chicks, side guys, side chicks, whatever, people on the side outside of a person who's already in a committed relationship? Isn't that a friends with benefit type of thing, too? I mean, I just want to know. For those of you who are in a committed relationship, whether you're married, I know you may not want to tell on yourself. But then again, hey, everybody may already know about your friends with benefits. Who knows? But I just want to know, what are the benefits? Oh, I tell you, Facebook is popping again. So I love my folks out of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Guys, you all are awesome. Always tuning in. Thank you so much. All right, so as one particular person said, friends with benefits would work for them if I wasn't married. And that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so for those of you who are married, it's just too complicated after a while. What gets complicated? If people are going in from the door and they're saying, hey, if we both say, hey, we're friends, we're cool, you have been, getting it like you should, and I haven't been getting like it should, and you kind of cute, and I'm kind of cute, so, why can't we do our thing? Why can't we be doing our thing? You know what I mean? Like, okay, what's wrong with that? Another Facebook friend, side chick. All right, so there's the definition, all right, because, I have to ask. I mean, I have my own definitions, but I want to hear from you guys. So another Facebook right here out of the tri-state area. Side chick is the one that you call once in a while when the friend with benefits isn't available. Okay. So the side chick is kind of more disposable. Is that what you're saying? I got you. So with the friends with benefit, there's more of, even though it's a non-committed, quote, and I'm using air quotes, it's supposedly a non-committed relationship. Ultimately, what you guys are saying is that it is a relationship for whatever it is, whatever it's purpose for. For those of you who are married, if you want to have somebody outside of that, and listen, I'm not passing any judgments on anybody. This is just free conversation. I'm not promoting or demoting, okay? So for those of you who want to send me an email, Ricky, how could you do that? Please save yourself the time and the energy, okay, because I'm going to delete it. This is just free, grown folk conversation. And my thing is, all right, so you established that you all are friends. So that must mean there's a friendship there. There's a relationship there, right? So now if you have a friends with benefit and then you go get the shy chick or the side person, when the friends with benefit is not available, is that something that's already discussed between the two of you all that is kind of open and is not a monogamous relationship? I mean, what do you guys think? Because to me, is that one of the benefits where you don't have to worry about if you're dating somebody, dating or if you're sleeping with somebody else or whatever the case may be, is it working for you? Is that one of the other benefits too? I mean, let me know. 347-826-9723. Facebook is popping tonight. Thank you so very much, as always. I can't believe those of you who are calling in, you don't want to have a comment. Mm-hmm. You all got chicken last week, getting chicken this week, too. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. But I just want to know, you know, because to me, doesn't it seem oxymoronic that, or kind of ass backwards, where you're saying you're not in a relationship? I mean, you're in it for convenience, and it's not a real relationship. You don't want to be with that person, this, that, and other thing, and the third. But you've committed to this person your time, your availability, you know, your space and your place, and but y'all not committed. Doesn't that strike anyone as strange? 347-826-9723. Doesn't that strike anybody as odd? I'm just asking. I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're heterosexual, if you're bisexual, if you are, it does not even matter. It really doesn't even matter. But isn't it funny how you are sort of kind of in a relationship but not really in a relationship? And what if you all start off as just friends? How does that develop into just a friends with benefits? I mean, what kind of conversation do you have to have? Do you say, you sit down and say, or, you know, is it like when you see on TV, they have that moment where he's touching her foot or she's running her hands through her hair, and next thing you know it, they're kissing. I mean, like, how does that even pop off that you have a friends with benefits? How does that work? Somebody let me know. Anybody out there in a friends with benefit or even know how it starts? How does it even start? You just say, hey, you know, I just want to sleep with you. That's all I want to do. Is that how that goes? Because to me, I always, this is my vision, I always thought that friends with benefits started this way. You all started off as friends. Y'all had sex together. Somebody caught feelings. And then the other person said, no. Hey, wait. Hey. Slow your roll. I didn't want this to be anything more than what it was. And then so it's like, okay, so the other person was kind of, because they didn't want to lose out on probably the good sex and the time that you all spend together. Because let's face it, I mean, even though it's not a relationship, it really is a relationship. And even though you all say you're not committed and you're not really into this and not really into that, the time that you all spend hooking up, you know, getting together and spending time together and having sex, there is some level of mutual understanding or mutual connection there. So, you know, somebody, if you all start off with friends and you all end up sleeping together and it then just turns into the friends with benefits, and half the time, to me, and this is my thought of how it works out sometimes, you know, the other person, like I said, the other person says, well, I'm just going to go along with it because I like the time that I'm spending with you. And that's the other question. You know, you all start off as friends. You all take it to the next level as far as intimacy. And then the one person kind of professes their feelings and how they want and what they want out of the relationship. And, you know, they're rejected because the other person had one thought in mind and, of course, they have something else. And it's like, well, do I go along with it? Because some of us do go along with whatever the relationship is handed to us because we want that time with that person. Tell me what you guys think. 347-82 is the number one. Back to Facebook again. Okay, so I have got about four responses here. All right, so now one of our Facebook buddies said their friendship became beneficial after a night of cocktails, drunken truths, things were said out loud. They were friends for years and then added sex. Still have an amazing friendship, and it comes with a knowledge, you know, intimate knowledge of each other. But, and I'm going to assume, because I'm responding back to my Facebook buddy. So with all of that, even out of the drunken truths and things were said, after everybody sobered up and you all continued with this relationship, you decided that, hey, this is the kind of relationship that we want, and you say it's been working for you. Am I right? So make sure you respond to that one. All right, so now my other Facebook buddy says, the thing about benefits relationships is that feelings always screw it up. And that even applies to the guys. You know, a lot of guys try to act all tough and big and bad and say, hey, you know, I'm just doing it to be doing it. But some guys really get attached with their feelings. And some, you know, and especially, and that is so true because I was, and that's so true that you said that, my Facebook buddy, because I was talking to a friend of mine and they were talking about how kind of precipitating this whole kind of conversation for tonight, but they were talking about how they have a friend and they've been, you know, kind of kicking it for a while. And he decided to, you know, he was sleeping with his friend, but he also decided, he was recently divorced, he also decided to sleep with his ex-spouse. And, you know, that's a whole another show. Trust me, that is another conundrum that I'm coming with soon. But he was saying that his mate, you know, because they were very open in their friendship and everything else, so he told his mate that he slept with his ex-spouse. And at first, the mate was like, okay, and, you know, okay with it, and, you know, bygones be bygones, and we kind of been open, you know, this is a friends with benefits type of thing. But a little bit later, he was saying how the person was distant and cold and kind of nasty and kind of rude and was cutting the time short, and the intimacy wasn't even all there. And so when confronted, here we go with the feelings. You know, they ultimately said, listen, I don't appreciate the fact that we're in this relationship, this friends with benefits, and you decide to jump off with your ex. Like, what's that about? And my friend was like, he was taken so aback by that because he was like, well, listen, you know, we established that it is what it is, and this is what it is. Why are you surprised by that? So, you know, that's the question about, are there benefits with the benefits, being a benefit? Because, you know, like, we go on our jobs and we look for good benefits, you know, whether it's, you know, a 401K, if it's a medical package. What is the benefit to being in these relationships? Because like one of our Facebook buddies said, listen, the feelings always get involved somewhere, shape, or form, and we can't help that because guess what? We're human beings. As much as we try not to catch feelings with people, we can't help it because guess what? They're our friends, first of all. Well, they're supposed to be our friends, first of all. And then there's something about that intimacy that, I mean, think about it. Somebody sees you naked, whether they see you naked on your back or naked on your knees, one way or another, they're seeing you naked in all your full glory and graciousness, and they're becoming a part of what you're offering. So it's kind of hard not to catch those feelings. So for those of you who are in these types of relationships, I'm not knocking you. Hey, do what you got to do. If it's working for you, and if it don't, hey, if it worked for you, keep it pushing. I just want to know, what are the benefits? Because, you know, you have some people who are stumbling into these relationships and are making it, you know, making it a bad word. Because it's so funny. When I was preparing for this show tonight and I was looking for images to put on for the show, it was so funny, all the negative pictures, the negative quotes, just everything that popped up with friends with benefits. And I'm pretty sure there's some people out there, just like one of our Facebook friends said, it's a benefit for them. It really is a benefit because it just makes life a little bit easier for them. And like I said earlier, for some people, they don't want that deep level of commitment for whatever reason. So, you know, but then you have people who either don't have the full conversation about what's expected or don't have the full conversation about what they're feeling, or lie about, or not even lie, just go along with the flow because they want to keep that person happy. It makes it bad for people who are in these relationships, and it's working well for them. So, you know, tell me your thoughts before we get off the air in a few minutes, but tell me your thoughts, 347-826-9723, press 1, Or like Facebook has been lighting up tonight. Another one of our buddies said, discussing the nature, wait a minute, see if I get this right, discussing the nature of the benefits introduces emotion. And this is a person who's saying that they're in a relationship. They never discussed it. We send out the signal, respond when time warrants, maintains our individual lives and friends. So basically, it's like your own little secret society. One of our other buddies said, maybe tonight's show should be called cathartic. Yeah, because for some people, this may be therapeutic. And yes, it may be. It just may be cathartic for some people. But it is truth, because if you're sitting in these relationships, especially if you don't want it, if you're that one person who doesn't want it, and you're in this relationship and you're not saying it to your mate, then you're making it bad. I mean, for those of you who are out in these relationships and it's working for you, kudos. Kudos to you. Kudos to you. And I know you're going to say, oh, my God, Ricky, I can't believe you're saying that. Yes, I am. Because any relationship where people are happy and they're doing their thing, listen, if they're happy in their skin, dog on it, who am I to say anything? Listen, I have my own issues. We have a caller. Let's see. Hi, caller. How are you?
First of all, how's it to you?
Hey, Brother O. How you doing?
Well, first of all, I think you're having an outstanding show tonight. A lot of people can't really face the facts of what's going on in these relationships. And a lot of times, I'm going to be honest. I mean, if you are upset about the situation, let them know. You know, and if you don't want to be in that type of situation, let them know also. I mean, I think that friends with benefits, you know, it could be a good thing if the two people want it to be. And if it goes on for a long period of time where, you know what I mean, where it gets convenient to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? So that's a choice of between the two people, I think. And ultimately, you know, they have to make that decision, whether it's right or wrong, whatever. You know, I like the fact that people, it's never right or wrong. It's just what you choose to accept. So I think this is an outstanding program tonight. And like I said, once again, a wonderful conundrum. It's counting down, Ricky, to our time. You know what I mean? Counting down to when we get this thing together with House and Deja Visit. So great show tonight. Continue your great journalism and broadcasting. And that's all I have to say to you tonight.
Thank you so much, Brother O. See you on your show in a few minutes. But, he makes some good points. Like I said, I'm not condoning or condemning. It's just, I think at some point in time, one of the things that I'm getting, the gist that I'm getting from everybody is that you definitely have to, whatever relationship you decide to get in, whether it's a friends with benefits, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a monogamous or open relationship, whatever the terms and conditions are, you have to be willing to open up and have that conversation with that person that you're dealing with, or persons, because you may have multiple people that are involved, and understand that there are some risks, there are some benefits, and there's some dangers. I mean, you just have to, first of all, whatever you do out here, guys, sexually, make sure that you're safe. Make sure that you know your status. Make sure that you get tested. Make sure that you clean up, stay fresh, stay how you're supposed to, stay healthy. All right, that's the first thing. That's the first and foremost thing that you need to do. Always know what your status is. But definitely have the conversations that you need to have in whatever relationship that you're getting in. Now, I'm going to be, because we're getting ready to get off the air. Boy, does that 30 minutes go quick. I'm going to be on Facebook for a few more minutes, probably about the next half hour. And if you guys want to continue the conversation, you can find me on Facebook and we can continue the conversation there. I thank my folks on Facebook tonight for calling in, for listening online. I appreciate it as always. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Lily, for giving me the inspiration. Thank you, Brother O, for calling in. Those of you who called in, thank you so much. Listen, thank you guys for always being here and being supportive. We will do this, Lord willing, next Wednesday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you missed any portions of this, they're always archived. If you missed last week's conversation, the question was, can I be a lady and a thought at the same time? You can listen to that on the archive. Lord willing, I'll see you guys on Saturday morning, 10:30. Have a great evening. Thanks, guys.